Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the National Restaurant Association show is at McCormick Place. It's one of the biggest conventions in the country. It's in Chicago. Danny O'Malley is here. He's the founder of Before the Butcher in Irvine, California. He's come to our fair city to promote his product. He's in our studio. By the way, just before we... Danny, welcome to the show. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
nice,
that.
Nice to meet you and some people on your team here. Tell me about the show, first of all, at McCormick Place.
Well, the show is absolutely massive. It runs 4 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Right, so it doesn't start today. You're in town in advance setting up, I guess.
That's correct. Yeah, I have my team over there right now actually setting up our booth out there to show off our products and get in front of people from all over the world.
So then you're demonstrating, say, your product, this meatless meat, and then what? Restaurateurs that might serve it are going to come by and sample it. You're hoping to increase your footprint and sell it, huh?
Correct. Yeah, it is a food service show, but there are a lot of retailers that will show up at this show as well. So grocery store operators across the country and throughout international as well. So
your company's called Before the Butcher.
Right, that's the name of it.
What's your background? Farming?
No.
Chemistry? What?
No. I have a background in food and food service across the board, from restaurants to distribution and then manufacturing. But I worked for one of my competitors today for about 3 years in this exact same segment before I left a couple of years ago to start this.
What do you call this segment?
Well, it plant-based meats.
Plant-based meats.
Right.
So there's... And how new is that?
Well,
10 years.
Honestly, the specifics, what we're doing today, mimicking meat the way we do it today, is relatively new. So, several years, not 10 years. When you look at veggie burgers, you're not looking at our product. Our product is a burger made out of plants. There's a big difference. It's burger first. So if you look at, and you've tried it.
But it's not beef. It's not pork. It's not sausage.
Yeah, no.
It's no animal meat.
No animal at all. This product is, we talk about it being plant-based, which is the friendly term, but it is vegan. It's completely...
you think plant-based is a better marketing description than vegan?
Absolutely.
What does vegan conjure up? Somebody who's too paranoid about the food, or they want... I don't know what vegan means.
Well, for some people, it's a little extreme.
Yeah, right.
It's a little extreme. Yeah. So plant-based offers more flexibility, and really the target of our customer base are meat eaters. So more than 80% of our customers are meat eaters.
Oh, really? Is that what you're trying to do? You're not going after the vegan market. You're going after me.
Yeah, I'm going after you.
Because I just now had the very first meatless meat product in my life.
Yeah.
This was it.
What'd you think?
I'm patient zero. I just had, what was that sausage?
Oh, that was our breakfast sausage, yeah.
That's the best damn thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
I will not eat a pork sausage again if I can get this at the Jewels, which I can't yet.
You will soon. So, John, the clue to all of this, the important part of
that was a spicy, greasy, delicious, textured, dense enough, as a sausage would be, sausage.
Yeah.
If you'd said this was pork sausage, I wouldn't have doubted it for 2 seconds.
Yeah. And that's the important thing here. What's important is it's delicious. And you'd eat it again, right?
I would eat that.
I could give you something and say, hey, this is what it is. And you tried and say, okay, I tried it, right? I'm not going to eat it again.
I would eat this again.
Yeah.
Now, I tried your chicken sandwich.
Right. That was actually the turkey sandwich. My bad.
Was that the turkey sandwich?
Yeah,
because I said it didn't taste like chicken.
Yeah.
That was turkey.
You have to try the chicken. It's crazy good.
Your chicken tastes like turkey to me. That was the turkey
it was
that
turkey.
I was trying.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I brought my chef with me, because he tells me what we're serving here.
So you do chicken, turkey, sausage... Do you do a quote-unquote beef?
Yes.
Hamburger, then?
Yeah, we do. That's our number one seller. It's our uncut burger. So this is our uncut lineup of products. So, yes, the name of the company is Before the Butcher. The name of the product line is uncut. These are Here, show that to your audience.
Yeah, right. I'll hold it up to the microphone. So I'm looking at what would be the cardboard packaging of some of these patties were they to be in my grocer's frozen food section.
That's right.
So it's got a little square cardboard package. There's a hole cut in the middle where I guess I would see the product.
You're right.
And then this has the burger, 18 grams of plant protein per serving. So it looks like it's a hamburger.
That's correct.
But what I'm going to get is a plant-based burger. So what are the principles? Are the ingredients on the back here? What's in these things?
So the base of all of our products is a non-GMO soybean, and so that's the base. We also add in some coconut oil and some canola oil. So the coconut oil is a refined coconut oil, and the canola oil is expeller pressed. So this is all clean products. That gives you that kind of fatty, umami flavor that we were talking about before we got on the air here, which is really important.
Right, because, I mean, at the end of the day, if it doesn't, at least right now, feel like a burger to me, mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to convert. So right. You've got to put some oil in there to give it that sort of, I said greasy.
Yeah.
But that feel that I'm familiar with when I eat ground beef.
Correct.
Or sausage.
Right. Really important.
Water, soy protein, et cetera. There's beet juice in here.
That's the color. So we need to make it look like ground beef color-wise. So the beet juice is what provides the color. So everything is natural. Everything's clean. And you're getting a product that mimics regular beef without eating beef.
Okay, now 15 minutes ago, you were a little worried about the beet juice, but you're on board now, right, John?
Well, it's not running beet juice. The way you were making it, you were describing it, Steve, as though the same way you get the red
some
juice.
Some products use it to make it juicy, right?
Yeah. But to make it like run red, like a hamburger would be that's cooked medium rare.
Right.
I have not experienced that yet, Steve. I'll let you know.
Well, John, if you were to watch this cooking on a grill, you would see the oils surface like you would on a normal burger. And as the oils surface, along with the color, you get what looks like it's bleeding. It's not actually bleeding, but you're getting that beet juice to surface with the oils.
Which of these little quarter cut
burgers
is the burger?
This is the burger right here.
Oh, God, that does look like a hamburger. All right. This is not a commercial, by the way. And if this isn't awesome, I'll tell you. If it benefits you, I'm happy for you. So now what am I eating here?
That is our uncut burger.
And it's got a little tomato.
Yeah.
And a little...
put a little onion in there.
Yeah, tiny little bit of red onion.
Yeah.
And then maybe just some bun.
Yeah, well, you missed the lettuce, but there is some lettuce there. It's your choice, John. I'll let you eat the way you like to eat.
Okay.
Well, no dead air, John. We got to keep talking here. So what do you think? I was like, well, you're still eating it.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
It's good.
Thank
it's
you.
Really good. I would order this. I would eat this. It's not as good as the sausage. It's better to me than the turkey was.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I think that's fantastic. I'll take that. You've got one left to try, and I think you're really going to like the last one, which is our chicken burger.
You know what? I'm pulling the meat, if you will,
right,
out from under the bun and just eating that without the advantage of the other ingredients.
Yeah. Which is the true test.
I think it is. This is actually, I think, better than I was getting with the rest of the stuff, because I thought, oh, now it's being masked by those other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But I am such a texture guy.
Yeah.
This passes that test completely. This feels like a medium rare cooked burger.
Yeah. Look, we worked really hard at that. The texture is so important. You know, when we walked in the room before we were on the air, what is the first thing you said to me?
I remember saying something important.
Yes, it was very important. It was the smell.
Oh, I said you passed the first test,
yes.
The smell test.
Right.
When you walked in with this plate of, we looked like you just came off the grill
right.
with burgers, I thought, oh, good, we're going to eat some burgers.
Yeah.
Or sausage or chicken. And it looked like sausage or chicken.
Right.
So, I mean, those, I'm sure, factor into people's sense of do they like something. Beyond the flavor.
It's sensory. It's really important. So we see first, right? Or we smell, and then we bite and we chew, and the texture, all that's important, and then the flavor. If it's not delicious, John, are you going to eat it again?
If it's not delicious, am I going to eat it again? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really important.
But I got to tell you, I mean, so, but another thing that's on the back of my mind, say it was pretty good. Say I liked a hamburger a 10 and I like this an 8.
Yeah.
Maybe I would still get this because I think it's better for the planet, though. I got to end. It's probably better for me.
It is.
Now, talk to me about that because there's some disagreement among my staff here. Steve Bertrand's his name. And Steve thinks that the jury is out on is this better for Earth or not.
Well, let me defend myself here. I'm all for these products. I love the. I'm all for them. But I just remember reading somewhere that there's not a, you know, there's these businesses, these plants haven't been up and running for a long time. So it's not a slam dunk that they're automatically going to be better for the environment, that we don't know that yet. Is that, am I incorrect?
Well, don't believe everything you read.
Right.
So there's a lot of misinformation out there. I'm not sure where you read that. I can't say that I have seen that specifically, but generally what you're going to read that it is much better for the planet. We use about 10% the water that's used for a regular beef burger is used to process and make our burgers and our products. And then you can go across the board with the land mass, the dioxides that are going into the ozone and all the other things that come from beef and from cattle.
Well, what are the plant-based products that are in this? Soybean, beets, I heard. Okay, what else? What other plants am I consuming?
So then there are, we have a proprietary spice blend that we put in there, and that's all made from plants. So the base really is the soy.
I'm mostly eating soy.
Yeah, you're eating most
soybeans.
That's correct. That's correct.
Which are grown in Illinois, but there's this guy that works here named Orion Samuelson, who a lot of people wanted to be ag secretary and is maybe America's foremost voice on agriculture and the beef and dairy industry. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet, I just got a text, Orion's going to have a fit, John. I don't suppose cattle farmers appreciate what you and I are talking about right now.
Well, there are some challenges there, no question about it. But I'll tell you what the buy-in today is Tyson, one of the largest manufacturers and distributor of animal-based products around the world, is now creating products like this to distribute. And also Nestle has a burger that's coming out very soon.
Why is everybody doing this?
Well, because it's important. And because
why is it important?
It's important because we're not going to be able to feed 9 billion people in 20 years from now unless we have another protein source. And this is another protein source. It's readily available, and it's not using up the landmass we need to use animal-based
protein. Danny O'Malley is the founder of Before the Butcher. He's out of California. He's in Chicago tomorrow, and for 4 days, the big national restaurant show is at McCormick Place. Thousands of people in town for that. Tough to get a reservation at a restaurant this week or weekend and early next week as a result. And so he's telling us about these uncut burgers, or that's what I'm looking at here, uncut burger. Your brand is what?
The name of the company is Before the Butcher. The brand is Uncut.
Uncut. So uncut chicken, uncut sausage, et cetera?
Right.
A couple of texts. Are your products kosher?
They are not certified kosher.
John, I don't like Beyond Meat burgers, but the sausage products are very good. Is the sausage the one that you think has been easiest to replicate or promote?
None of them have been easy. There's a process to get to that, and there are challenges to get to making these type of products. This Beyond makes some really great products. We obviously think we have great products as well.
What are the sodium content of these meatless products?
That's what's really exciting about what we did. Our 4-ounce burger has 150 milligrams of sodium. Some of our competitors have upwards of 400 to 600 to 700 milligrams of sodium in there.
For sodium's a 4-ounce patty
of
what?
Of the burger.
Of the burger.
Yeah.
What would it be comparable to beef?
So beef is slightly under 100 milligrams.
So it's saltier than beef.
That is correct.
What you're doing is fighting the competition. So that's going to be a foregone conclusion. Mm-hmm. This is going to be saltier than ground beef. I guess I might put salt on my ground beef. That's up to me. But when I buy the product off the shelf, it's going to be saltier.
Well, it is fairly minimal. I mean, we only have slightly more sodium in our product. If you were to try our competitors, you would notice quite a bit more
sodium.
What
about cholesterol?
No cholesterol.
What
Zero.
About fat?
Fat is fairly similar, but fat is where the flavor is coming from. The flavor is really important.
It's 152. You may have a question or comment, too. So Uncut, and the company is called Before the Butcher. They're in town for the restaurant show. This is WGN. Okay, we're wrapping it up now with our guest, Danny O'Malley, right? I just lost my piece of paper with your name on it. Did I get your name right, Danny?
You got it right.
And what is the what is your position with the company? Are you the founder, the president of?
You are correct on both points.
What is it?
President and founder.
President of what? I can't find your stuff.
President and founder.
Hold on a second.
Or founder and president, whichever way you'd like to go.
Hey, I just found it. Here's Danny O'Malley, founder of Before the Butcher in Irvine, California. He's here for the National Restaurant Association show at McCormick Place. So during the break, then I tried the chicken patty.
Yes. With chicken burger.
Chicken burger, and it looks like fried chicken. It's not fried.
It is not fried.
It's not breaded.
It is not breaded.
It looks and feels and tastes like a fried, breaded chicken burger, which you probably want to hear.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
And I thought that was really good.
I love that one. It's fantastic.
So it's just interesting to me. I guess the purpose of this conversation for me was to tell people what's coming.
Yeah.
You're not in the market right now.
We are coming. We will be in 4,000 retail locations across the country by August. And we're moving basically from the West Coast east. You guys will see it here very soon.
And if I do find it here, I'm going to look for Uncut. That's the name of the...
That is it.
That's the brand I'll see in
stores. What's going to pop on the shelves is Uncut. That's what you're going to see. And you will find it in the meat department. That's where you'll find it, right next to ground beef.
Yeah, don't tell the meat people that, because they're not happy about that now, are they, Danny? Well,
No. Hold on a second. They do like it. They know that this is coming, and they're preparing for it. So they're opening and expanding the meat. By the way, we
actually,
like to call
Big Meat is investing in this, right?
You're right.
He mentioned that. So what are the companies?
Yeah, Tyson, Nestle, up north, we've got another... I lost it.
Oscar Mayer?
Hormel, maybe? Or?
Hormel?
No, not Hormel or Oscar Mayer. So there's a meat company up in Canada that is it's doing it.
All right,
well,
time's up. You have to go.
Welcome
to Chicago. Thanks for coming in. When this product becomes available retail, I want advertising dollars spent on WGN Radio, okay?
Of course.
And I don't want you to pay us in sausage patties, even though they're delicious. It's nice to meet
Chicken
you.
Chicken burgers.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.